Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
So much drama this week. Will there be a response to the response to the response? I don't know. Maybe. Welcome to the Recycle Bin. What's going on, guys? Welcome to Recycle Bin episode dose, recorded live on April 21st, 2018. This episode is sponsored by xCloud and by StopBad. Of course, we'll tell you about them a little bit later. Boom, housekeeping is finished. Finito! Is that a word?
Finito.
Is that a word? Finito? Is that a real
word? I'm sure. So many multicultural language words.
I'm trying to be there for everybody. You know what I mean? I'm representing everybody here. The people. I'm the voice of the voiceless.
Yeah. You know any Russian?
No. But I know like the melody of the Russian national anthem, I think. I don't know.
Let's leave that out. Let's just not do that one. Yeah.
How are you, Brian?
Not.
How are you? How are you, my boy?
Oh, I'm
Brian,
good, my boy. Man. I'm good. You know, man. I'm good, man. Nothing to complain about, man. We're good, man.
How'd you like all that stuff that I just did live? All the assets and stuff. There was a lower third and everything, which I couldn't show you again because it's attached to a specific shortcut thing on my keyboard, and if I touch it, then it'll all take a shit.
Are you looking for me to validate your design decisions?
Yes, absolutely. I was looking for praise.
I hated them.
Who disliked the stream, jerk? I don't know who disliked the stream. By the way, I was referencing chat. If you aren't aware, this is Recycle Bin, the show that takes all the latest tech news from the show, that gives you all the latest tech news and recycles it. I haven't figured out an intro yet. I have not figured out a proper intro.
Yeah, that was rough.
You don't
think
that's
really
it?
Like,
should work on it?
Yeah, you need like an FPT intro where it's, you know, well practiced and oiled, very like smooth. It was none of those.
That was not very rough. That's definitely not well oiled. Essentially,
that
what we're going to do is take the news from this week. The most talked about stories, tech news stories of the week, and then, of course, we will give them to you. We will recycle them, talk about them more in depth in this episode. This is a podcast, so if you don't want to see our stupid faces, that is easy. You can just find the show on iTunes, Google Play, wherever your favorite podcasts are available. And if it's not on your favorite podcast client, just reach out to us and we'll fix it most likely. I'll get it on there one way or another. That's it. For those of you watching the video version, thank you for watching our faces. And if you're watching live, the live studio audience that's here, thank you for tuning in live. Brian, what if we had these people that were live with us right now in the same room so we could have like a legit laugh track?
Well, how many people are there right now?
I don't know.
Just emulate it.
I'm not even looking. How are we going to emulate it?
Oh, I don't even. Hang on. We'll just yell.
We'll just yell. Okay.
Yeah.
We can yell.
Ooh, stream status. Bad.
Why?
I don't know.
Everything is fine on my end. And also, I'm recording. Uh-oh. So even if the stream status is bad, it'll be fine.
Yeah. True.
If people watching live, if it's taking a shit for you, let us know. We would like to know.
Ooh, just said no data.
What do you mean no data?
Just said, it's good now.
Okay.
I don't know.
Fuck YouTube. The stream. Fuck YouTube and their live stream
fuck
thing.
Fuck the king. Fuck the stream.
Fuck the king.
No
fuck
censoring.
The realm. Okay, yeah. Brian, you want to talk about tech news stories from the week? Should we do that?
Yeah. Speaking of fucking the things, fuck the notch, man.
On which the phone hell? These days? Which phone, Brian?
Apparently, every phone. There have been some, what would you call those? Like copyright, trademark, schematics, of a Samsung phone.
Patents. Right. There's a word for it.
Patents. Yeah, I think I was asking for the word. Patents for a Samsung phone with a notch. Why, God? Why have you done this to us?
Well,
why,
I
Mr.
feel like
Samsung?
Fucking Samsung was the last warrior. They were the last ones we had.
It felt like it.
A lone wolf. Yeah. But like, okay, so to clarify, because the rage I feel inside. People were trying to correct me in the comment section of the show. I think it was Monday's show that we talked about it, but they were like, hey man, patents don't mean it's actually going to happen. They're just protecting. They were like, they're putting the patent in place so they can take a cut of everyone that uses a notch. They can take a profit cut from them because they patented.
Patented it.
Fucking what? That is not how patents work, you idiots. Number one, I said in the show that that just because they give you a patent or they file a patent and it leaked doesn't mean they're actually going to follow through and make the phone. We say that every time we mention a company files some sort of patent. Second of all, yeah. Samsung cannot come out of their own ass, patent a design with a notch in it, and then take a cut from Apple using the notch or Huawei using the notch or LG using the notch. That's not how it works. Also, Samsung makes enough money off of the iPhone. They don't need to patent the... Jesus Christ. Brian, if that's the case, how about you and I? We make a phone schematic, all right? We patent it. So then we get a cut of everyone that has a notch. Because that's how patents work.
It's a great idea. Yeah, I mean, that's easy money.
Residual revenue? It's like revenue? It's good.
Yeah, it's like, you know how when you go to like you download a piece of software and there's an AdFly link? Where people make like 0.01 cent every click. It's like that. That those people are living big, like large and in charge, John. You don't even know.
And they do nothing. Like, they just forwarded a link and then they sit. They sit and they wait.
Passive revenue. Boom.
It's a real business money, opportunity. Money. Okay,
why are we even here?
So I know. We need an AdFly account. Yeah. Do you make an account? How's that work? Someone can tell us. Someone knows.
Move on. Nothing
so,
matters.
Brian, question for you.
Uh-huh.
This is all up to you.
Okay.
Do you think Samsung will actually come out with a phone that has a notch?
Well, okay. So, I've been thinking about this because I like to prep before we do the podcast and try to, like, put a little more thought into what I'm going to say.
Good. Good boy.
Samsung has been all up on the Infinity display, like, getting that screen as close to the sides of the phone as possible, the bezels.
Yep.
And unfortunately, it seems like the limitations of the current technology in order to get a new phone out every year is the notch. So even for them to follow, right, in their same like design ethos, the notch might actually make sense for them. I don't like saying that, but if they could have hid all those sensors and speaker and everything underneath the glass, underneath the display, they would have, I feel like.
But my question is, do they have to? Like, they're doing just fine where the sensors are with the little bezels.
I agree. However, there is so many phones following suit with the notch, and I would say the iPhone is Samsung's, at least one of their biggest competitors.
Oh, absolutely.
So, it just makes too much sense. Although, the entire notch thing, for me, the issue with it is it reeks of, like, close enough. Like, people are just settling. They're,
yeah.
You know, they might be trying to innovate behind closed doors, but no one's taking risks. No one's like, I don't know. It's just boring. It's boring and lame, and I don't like it.
I really liked how Samsung fucking jumped in front of everyone. They set a trend, right? The whole like infinity display, almost bezel-less. That was like the thing. And it started this whole trend. Now we have like, 21:9 aspect or 18:9. I don't know what it is. 18:9, 21:9 aspect ratio phones.
Yeah,
wasn't happening before Samsung.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Apple did it because Samsung did it.
Right.
So why in the fuck would you go from like setting the trend to just being like, you know what? We can just stay one step behind Apple. That'll be fine this year. And they made fun of Apple about the notch. They made fun of them in all the commercials. How could they just be like, how could they walk on stage this year and be like, so guess what? Just like, what the fuck are you doing?
It's got to be limitations. That's all I can think. Like, if they haven't already pushed it to the point, like, as far as they can, that's why the notch exists. It's just close enough. It's very disappointing. And it feels silly. And I feel like the really exciting phones are going to come out like a year or two from now. And then we're going to see like actual innovation. and fun stuff.
Well, I can say is I hope that they don't implement it on a flagship device. Actually, I don't hope they implement it on any device. But like, what are we gonna do if they do it? No one's actually. I don't think anyone's gonna leave Samsung. No one's gonna be like, let's make a stand. No more Samsung. See you later, bud. Going to someone else who also has a notch. Like, what's the answer there? It's just like, I don't know. But Samsung, please, please no, please no, please no. Thank you.
Yeah.
Brian, what's next on our stories, on our list for the day?
Apple budget Apple. iPhone. Apple budget iPhone.
What do you think?
It really depends on, okay, so the price point of a nice budget phone coming out later this year, right? In 2018?
Right.
$550. Now, that's becoming a very low price, especially for such a high-end flagship.
Yeah.
Even for a budget high-end flagship. So I'm really curious, what are they going to cut? Other than the fact that it's an LCD screen over an OLED, what are they going to cut from the phone to make it that cheap?
I mean, I could see it using the specs of last year's phone.
Yeah, like an iPhone 8 or a 7, maybe?
Phone that came out a few months ago. I don't know. It's just like, well, so people have been arguing back and forth saying, well, John, we already have the SE. That's a cheap Apple phone. First of all, I said in the show that Apple has quite frequently lowered the price of previous models, and yes, you can get an Apple phone at a lower price. I'm not arguing that there's no cheaper Apple phones. That's not what I'm saying. I thought it was cool personally that they're going to launch three phones, supposedly, or four phones in this case, because the budget model that we're referring to, one will be like $650 with dual SIM.
Right.
And then one will be single SIM that's $550. And to me, that's really cool to give people, like, in the same year, they give people phones for almost every price point. They're like, you want Apple? Do you want you want the iOS experience? You can get it. How much money you have literally is what they're asking, to just pick a phone.
True.
I think that's really cool. I mean, some could argue that, I mean, the iPhone 5C wasn't very successful.
That had a lot of reasons.
People don't want a budget iPhone, but like, I saw a lot of 5Cs out there in person.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, the issue with releasing a budget phone is like, I mean, unfortunately, like, phones in general can be seen as status symbols. So if it's like, ugh, I got the 5C, you're not exactly happy with that purchase. You could have your own disdain for that purchase, like buyer's remorse. I did some quick research because I was just curious. An iPhone 7 right now starts at $550. So that's a big jump, like, backwards. So I'm really curious. Like, obviously, they're going to lower prices.
The thing is, it's going to be like the physical design of the phone. It might have the same specs as an iPhone 7 when it comes out. People are going to be all over it because it looks the same. Like, it looks, it matches, it's consistent with the new design. You look at it and you see that's a new iPhone. People just want change, right? So, like, less people are going to care if the internals are a couple years old, if the design is brand new, because that's what they're seeing first and foremost, and that's what most people care about, is just how the phone looks. Plus, I mean, as long as, if it's true, and they're refining iOS for iOS 12, and it's better optimized, it should run pretty well on any piece of hardware, hopefully.
True. It feels weird. Like, and even with like the dual SIM design on the slightly higher end versions, like, I don't know. To me, dual SIM design has always been like a weird niche thing that honestly most overseas phones would provide, like Huawei or, I mean, Samsung's been doing it, but with like, you know, SD card
support
or whatever.
Is it worth an extra $100 though? There's a $100 difference between dual SIM, single SIM iPhone.
It seems so niche. Like, who really needs that other than people who travel overseas? I mean, in the continental US,
right?
There is no carrier that doesn't reach every corner. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no need to like switch over. Oh, I got to switch over to Sprint Signal whenever I go to fucking bumfuck Alabama. Like, no one needs to ever switch to Sprint Signal.
I don't know. I mean, there's I mean, there's other really popular markets, like Apple's really popular since they launched in China.
True.
I don't know.
That's got to be catering to them.
Yeah, I don't know what it's like over in China if people usually carry dual SIMs or if it's like, I mean, it could also work if you use the same phone for your work phone and personal phone. Somebody just said that in chat, actually.
Okay. No, that's a good point. True. You're right. Yeah, so very good.
I don't know. We'll see. But then again, if you have the same phone for work and home, why are you getting the budget iPhone? Anyway, that's beside the point. yeah. So let's talk about Google Chat, shall we? Well, sorry. Yeah, it's not Google Chat. It's not a Google thing per se. It's just chat.
Chat. Just chat.
Chat. So the idea is to ditch SMS because it's old, it's dated, it's a dinosaur technology, and instead replace it with RCS, Rich Communication Services. Is that what it stands for? I think so. I think that's what it stands for.
You mean like iMessage?
I mean, I don't... well, the idea is to get... Here's where it gets interesting. So fans of Google products... and Google themselves have wanted to implement something that does compete with iMessage, but on the, obviously, Android side of things. But the interesting thing here is they've gone beyond that. This isn't, they're not just trying to change the way messaging and stuff works for Android devices. This is a worldwide cross-platform thing. They want to just get rid of SMS as a data technology and put this on the carriers to implement RCS. Right. So effectively, it would work over your data connection, not like a normal text message. And then it would be up to your cell provider to sort of figure out the pricing there. So it's mostly on carriers, but like, and this is not a new app. Like, you wouldn't have to download a new like chat app from Google. Most of us already have it on our Android phones, just with like the regular Android Messages app. It's just going to be stripped. Like, there's going to be new features put in. Instead of a new app. So we'll just kind of already have it when it launches. And there's a chance as well down the road that Apple supports it on iOS, which would be that'd be pretty crazy. So that I feel like that would more put it in line to compete with Facebook Messenger, because Facebook Messenger is cross-platform, works for everybody. Everybody has a Facebook account. I mean, until recently, everyone decides that it's scary and they don't want it. But I don't know. And I think it's a good idea. As long as Google's backing this really hard, and I just don't want them to change their mind and fucking put their tail between their legs and do what Google does and change and just fuck everybody.
That is their calling card at this point. It's hey, check out this new, brand new, exciting service we're starting, and then 3 months later, fuck that service.
They do that all the time. They literally throw shit at the wall, and if it's not successful, they're just like, eh, never mind. It's like, you're not going to try to make it better? You're just going to walk away? Okay. So Allo is...
I am looking forward.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Okay. I'll say I'm looking forward to Google Chat. Or, sorry, chat. Jesus. because the default texting client on every single different manufacturer's Android phone...
Holy shit, it's bad.
...is always gross. And it's always like... like, there's different things happening in each one, like in Samsung or LG or everything. Who uses the default texting client? Like, I know me and you, we use Textra. Like, that's like the go-to, right?
Textra is beautiful. But then again, that works over SMS.
Yeah. But, like, they really need that unification. They need a reason for people to use the default shit. And there hasn't been. There's been reasons to not use the default shit. So, I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be really cool. And
Forward to it as well. As long as Google doesn't ditch it. Google, don't ditch the thing. Don't ditch the new thing. Stick with it. Okay, so we're going to jump into the Linus iMac debacle drama. Talos of Tech response to the response to the response thing. We'll jump into that. But first, I want to tell you about our sponsor. First sponsor of the day is xCloud. So xCloud, thank you for supporting our community. You know it, I know it. The internet is all about sharing, right? Which is great. That's great. The internet's cool, but
pretty great.
Sometimes you just want to be able to keep and store all your files securely, privately, and just making them yours, right? 100% private, secure, and you want it to be safe. That's all you want. There's a lot of other cloud services out there, obviously, but if you notice, all your shit is centralized in one location, right? It's centralized there. It could be compromised, whatever. And plus, If something happens, somebody hacks your stuff, you could easily accessible, easily. But that's where xCloud comes into play. So we told you about xCore, the platform that essentially runs xCloud. We told you about that in a previous episode. With xCloud, essentially all your files are completely decentralized. They're split into a billion pieces amongst a bunch of different machines. They're not just hanging out somewhere. And that makes all your files impossible to access by anyone that's not you. I feel like that wasn't too much to ask for. So xCloud, thank you. Thank you for thinking ahead and giving this to people. Also, it's very beautiful. It's customizable and it's tailored toward you. You can get started right now. The link is down in the description for you watching the video version when this is posted on YouTube. And as well, it's in the show notes if you're listening on a podcast client. And of course, huge thanks to Internex, the people that make xCloud, for supporting our community. Okie dokie. Linus. Brian, we haven't really gotten your thoughts on this. What's that?
I can't believe we're talking about this. I can't believe we're talking about this, really. Like, the drama surrounding this is very silly, I feel like.
Is it?
You want my thoughts on the whole thing? Really?
I will sum it up. Sum up the burn thoughts, because people have heard from me a lot, but not from you.
I'll sum it up as fast as possible.
Okay, go ahead.
Like Tech Quickie. It's Linus's channel. Not Linus Tech Tips, the other one.
Right.
Okay. So it really sucks that Apple said fuck you to Linus and didn't even accept his money to get his shit repaired. I think it shows a lot of lack of support on Apple's side, and that's really shitty. The people arguing for Apple and saying it's not their fault, check yourself before you wreck yourself, because Apple clearly has the money and the manpower to support these machines. It seems like they just didn't think people would break it. And they're like, oh, yeah. Fuck. And they were caught with their pants down.
Well, so, I appreciate you actually understanding the point.
Yeah.
For some reason, the point That's is really lost it. On everybody. This has come down to either a warranty issue or, John, have you read the fine print? Dude, so many people have like commented, even just recently, and told me that I'm too stupid to understand. Like, I just, the Apple fans have a mental capacity that is higher than everybody else. And that's why they get it. But we don't get it.
While that is true, they're fucking idiots for thinking that. Go on.
there's the issue everyone's bringing up is like, well, the fine print says Apple can deny you service. Apple can deny you service because he opened it up. Linus messed he opened it up, did what he wasn't supposed to do. Of course, they're not going to support that. That no company would do that. No company fixes stuff like that. If they specifically tell you not to open it up and tinker with it, it's not your place, and then they do it. It's like if you open up an iPhone and you ask Apple to fix it, right? Like, Talos of Tech, Drew made a point that like some guy on YouTube put his own headphone jack in an iPhone 10. Really well done, God. By the way. Like, he literally opened the phone up and made his own headphone jack that works. But, like, obviously, he couldn't go to Apple and be like, whoops, broke my phone, fix. He couldn't do that.
Fix, please. Yeah.
Okay. I get that. No one is arguing that that's the thing that companies don't do. If you open up a thing, if you open up a product, and I don't give a fuck about the fine print. That is irrelevant. What people aren't saying, okay, Linus, I love you, but fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it. I don't care. Uh-oh. I don't care if your thing gets fixed.
To happen.
off the script. I don't care if your shit gets fixed. I don't care who fixes it, how it gets fixed. People think I'm sticking up for Linus because I love Linus and I hate Apple. That's not the fucking issue. Fuck Apple. Fuck Linus. Beyond any of that situation, listen to me. There was a bigger issue in this whole situation that was exposed.
Uh-huh.
So fuck me wanting Linus his shit to get fixed. That's not the problem here. The bigger problem, there was a bigger problem in this whole situation that was exposed by this situation and that makes this situation itself not that important. And it's the fact that Apple doesn't have a fucking support team to support their $5,000 product! Fuck! And like, okay, if you look at all the response videos, right?
Uh-huh.
Look at the like to dislike ratio. And you'll notice something very interesting. One person out there in the world.
Oh, no.
One person does not have a shitty, like, half and half like to dislike ratio. It's not that controversial. One person seems to be saying things that make sense to people, and more people seem to agree with it. I don't know who that person is, but he's sitting right here.
Where's is Talosa Tech here? Drew?
I don't know. Why?
Is he on the call?
It's what do you I was, no. Oh, shut up. Shut up. You're the worst.
Wow, you really didn't get that joke. Oh boy.
So well he shows up in the live stream, so I was like, is he here? So Drew released his video that was totally was wrong. Just so wrong. Just not correct. And he made fun of brands and all that stuff. Or sponsors, and then he like literally made fun of brands that advertise on content, like Squarespace, Audible, directly mentioned their names, and made fun of them. Dollar Shave Club, which is funny
because he
has an Apple centric channel.
Yeah,
he cannot take brand deals from just anybody, right?
Uh huh.
He's got to work with brands that are universal, that don't sway in either direction for the Apple, Google, Android, iOS argument. Universal brands like Dollar Shave Club? Yes. Yeah. Dollar Shave Club, Audible, Squarespace, and he mocked them. He didn't just mock them.
He mocked Linus's entire presentation of the brands.
And mocked Linus.
Which we, Bridget, my fiance, and I were watching that video. Well, I couldn't watch the whole thing because I don't agree with them, so. I sat through the joke in the beginning with the ads, and I literally had the thought, are you really mocking the dude with like millions of subscribers and like running an entire company and like super successful and everyone loves? Okay, just making sure. Okay, anyway, continue. Continue. So,
well, that's the thing, like, and I just want to be clear. We don't hate Drew. I'm just saying I personally believe he was wrong. And like someone even said, I made my response video because I was mad that Drew mocked our ad reads. Drew didn't mock us and our ad reads. Drew mocked Linus.
No. Yeah, very obviously.
But like, okay, here's the thing. Drew has said multiple times, and Drew, just, I'm saying this because I think you're wrong, but I'm also saying this as like advice. I've heard you say multiple times, right, that you get enough views. You don't have to do brand deals or read ads because you get enough views because the audience is so great to you. But like, you think the Linus doesn't get enough views, or that like we don't get enough views, or anyone that runs ads doesn't get enough views. They do it to supplement the income because you can't rely on Google AdSense. You know that. You're getting demonetized all the time. We get demonetized. That's just a thing. It's just a smart business practice. And I've heard you say multiple times, like, you wish people would just donate enough on Patreon so you could hire, I think, who was it? Nathan? I think it's Nathan on his team. You could hire Nathan full time. But like, if you want to run the business, don't put that on your audience to donate so you can hire somebody. If you want to hire somebody for your business, make your business sustainable, and you could easily do that with working with brands. And that's the cool thing about working with brands as a creator. You can decide how you want to implement them. It doesn't have to be an awful experience for your audience. And I really respect that Drew wants to keep his videos clean for his audience. He doesn't want it shoved full of ads, and that's fine. But like, also, there is a way to sustain the business to have multiple revenue streams, because what happens if AdSense dies? Then exactly. What? Then what? Then your channel goes away because like you weren't prepared? Either way, my advice would be to just not mock the brands specifically that would work really, really well with your brand and really well with your audience and your content. That's a bad idea. Regarding the whole response video from yesterday, people have been asking me to respond and like say something mean about Drew, but there's nothing mean to say about Drew. Like, so Drew released a 20-minute response video that was more like clarifying his position on the situation with Linus. Which was a much, much better approach. I actually agree with the way he did his first video. I do that. I just released a video like that today where it was like over-the-top, ranty, definitely not brand safe. I mocked brands specifically that like I wouldn't want to work with and told them, you know, to find more value and worth in creators. That's all I said. So I agree how he like... he wanted to stir up emotion, right, with his video. And he did it. And he did it very well. But while he was doing that, he missed a lot of really key points and key things that I think he knew and believed himself. He just, like, almost forgot to mention or didn't think to do it. So last night's video, his 20-minute response video to the response, was a better way of clarifying his position and his opinion. He's not wrong, but he also missed the mark. So he's not wrong in saying that, you know, Apple doesn't have to do the thing because they, the fine print says, you know, you don't have to. They don't have to open up your product and fix it because you opened it up and you fucked with it. They don't have to service you. No one's arguing that point. Again, people are asking me why I'm not making another response video. And it's because I don't have to. I still feel like there's been multiple response videos made towards me. There's been multiple other response videos just made about this situation, and none of them have been able to like knock down my points or make me feel like I got to respond or defend myself. I'm literally, it's just like, you got nothing. What I said is still true. Right. Like, this exposed a bigger problem in Apple, regardless of if Linus gets his shit fixed or not. The problem is they don't have a support team. And Drew mentioned in yesterday's video, this is where he puts too much of his emotion and his own opinions in defending Apple. He said that it's a rare product. It's a rare product. Not everyone's buying it. So it makes sense to him that there's not a team in place that is there to service the rare product because it's a rare product with a rare situation, a rare thing that happened. But like, why out launching rare products if you're not going to support them or have a team ready to make rare repairs? You know what I mean?
Well, okay, that's a was that point made? It being a rare product?
Yeah, he said it's $5,000. It's a very rare market. It doesn't sell extremely well. It's made for a very specific set of people. So this is a rare product with a rare accident, which is why, you know, they don't have the resources or whatever in place for a team to support this stuff.
We're not doing a response video here or anything, but that is a massively horrible point because, like, okay, if it was like an 18th generation iPod Touch with heartbeat monitor and fucking dual SIM support, yeah, I could see that, maybe not having a support team. But for like a professional producer ready computer, they should have support for those people.
Yeah.
Corporations use them. You know, go ahead.
Right.
Continue. Oh boy.
I've definitely taken a different stance in the fact that, like, I'm not as passionate about this topic anymore. I'm exhausted by it. I made my point. I'm very much right. There's definitely a problem. If you want to support Apple and you don't want to see the problem because you're an Apple fan, that's fine. I'm not talking to Drew. I'm talking to everyone in the fucking comment section that is telling me I'm wrong or I'm too stupid to understand because I don't have the mental capacity that Apple fans have or whatever. Fuck you, number one. And second of all, if you don't have a rare support team to make rare repairs for your fucking rare product, don't be in the business of launching rare products. That's just the way it works. That's just...
Yeah.
And Rene his name is Rene. Shit video, by the way. He explained, that was another video that, you know, Drew, to back up his claims, was like, look at this guy look at this guy that's talking about Apple's terms of service, or look at this article from Apple Insider. First of all, don't back up your point with another biased blog that is on Apple's side. It's in the fucking title of the blog. In the title. I don't care. Rene Ritchie, Viper. So Rene Ritchie made a video that were like, made more sense than John's, that was like, the fine print, this whole situation doesn't matter because the fine print says they don't have to service the product. Again, Apple had the chance to come out and say, we will not service your product because you opened it up. And people keep mentioning that, you know, the chat agent in Linus's video that he showed the screenshot of, they said we usually don't service the thing because you opened it up. That was the initial chat client on Apple's website or something, or an email. The actual final response was, we don't got the parts. And if we do have the parts, even if we had the parts, we don't got the people. That's the fucking issue. The final issue is what matters here. Again, it got to the final stage. Again, I don't care if Linus gets his thing fixed. The final point is, this exposed a much bigger problem in Apple. There's no, you can ignore it all you want, and that's fine. I don't care. Linus, I love you. He's still one of my favorite tech creators there are. I don't care if you get your iMac fixed. There's still a problem in Apple, so thank you for exposing that and highlighting that issue. If people don't see it, I'm exhausted at this point. Again, look at the like to dislike ratio. There's been many response videos, but like, I have nothing more to say. Holy shit, who cares? I don't know, Angel. Maybe everyone else on the internet. So that's basically my response. I don't hate Drew. Yeah. I think he's a great dude. I think he's wrong in this situation. That's about it. I also don't hate Linus. I love Linus. I don't hate anybody in this situation. And then of course Linus is working on his own response video. So we'll see. In time, we'll all figure out the bigger details, and we'll see. And someone asked me if I saw painfully honest text Jason's response video. Yes, he was talking to me before he posted it. In fact, he told me this got weird, and it did. When he released it, it's goofy. Jason's definitely one of my favorite tech YouTubers. I mentioned that on Twitter. And we're buds. We know what's going on. So for people wanting me to collaborate with Jason, I already have. Check his channel. It's already there. Okay. Last sponsor of the day before we jump into the Q&A. That rhymed.
A little bit.
Last sponsor of the day is StopAd. So with all the stuff happening with Facebook right now, there's quite a bit. Privacy scandal going on. You know, that whole thing.
No.
It'd be sort of easy to freak out and start to wonder if you're safe online anymore, and that's fine. And nowadays we have apps that block ads, apps that stop sites from collecting and selling your data, and apps that keep you safe from phishing sites. You got apps for everything, but what if, I'm going to blow your mind, what if there was just one app that did all of those things and more? That's where StopAd comes into play. It is the most reliable, uncompromising ad blocker I have ever personally used. It features an app for Windows, macOS, iOS, and Android, all the things you love. There's no more annoying and, more importantly, malicious ads on news sites, location tracking ads on social media sites, or the really creepy stuff, right? Sites that use your machine for cryptocurrency mining. Not cool. You can now browse freely, not worrying about sites stealing your info through phishing or scams. StopAd punches them right in the face with security justice. So go check them out in the links in the description. Take back control of your online experience. And of course, huge thanks to StopAd for supporting this community. Q&A, everybody. Q&A.
Q&A.
Okay,
Q.
So...
wait, hang on. How do you do a Q? Q.
You're not doing it. Definitely not doing it.
A.
You definitely didn't do the Q.
Q and A.
I don't think it's physically...
How do you do a Q?
You can't.
Hang on. Well, no,
you're the only one...
I can't do it.
Okay. You gonna try again?
No, fuck you.
Okay, so if you guys have any questions for us for this last half hour, ask them now. You can be in the episode. We will answer them live. And of course, that's what you're here for the Q&A.
You
can't talk.
Go ahead.
Ryan.
Go ahead. No, go try to talk again. Give one more try.
What will Google kill next and why?
Oh, well, hang on. I wanted to acknowledge we did receive a super chat when you were speaking about Drew.
Oh, yeah.
From UTR Live, $4.99. Thank you very much, UTR Live. I think he may have missed our topic earlier. He's asking for an opinion on the iPhone SE 2018 opinion. He said he's worried he just spent $1,000 on the X, or sorry, the 10, and Apple is about to release the 2018 budget model and looks and acts just like the 10. That's an unfortunate position to be in.
And also very much on him.
I mean, it's not on anybody. That's just the nature of products, I feel. You know.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. It's not anybody's fault. That's just what happened.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there'd be massive backlash, but could you imagine if like Apple released the iPhone 10 and then a couple months later it's like, you know what? $200 off. Fuck it. And you know, and no one who bought one had that, you know, got that that $200 off. It'd be crazy. So it's really unfortunate. Hopefully it isn't better than the 10. Hopefully there's still a reason to buy the 10, but we shall see. Sorry for your potential, hopefully not though, loss, UTR Live.
Don't buy a product right before the next product release.
Yeah.
Fiberific asked a very good question. She said, how do you decompress after a week like this? Chantel, I don't know.
Well, we slept a lot. We slept a lot today.
I've been like,
I took a couple naps.
That's been happening a lot this week. I've just been like clocking out, and I feel kind of bad because I've been like neglecting our Discord server, which, by the way, discord.gg/fpt.
Oh yeah, me too.
It's just like, and I don't know what the right move is, because okay, it's the weekend, still doing a show. We posted a video today. We're making an hour long show today, right now. That'll go up tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
So we posted videos almost every day this week.
Right.
That's a lot of days. And
a lot of days.
Front page tech, I don't want to say it's easy, but like we have a routine, right? It's very formulaic.
Right.
And I really enjoy it. And because we've done it so much, it doesn't take everything out of me when I make it. It's just, it's what we do. And we've done it so many times that there's a routine, and we found a way that to make it work and not drain us. So front page tech is fine, but like we've gone out of our way to make a few other things. We're trying to get this podcast up and running, and like we're not gonna take a break and like take a few days off. That's not what we want. It's just, I don't know what to do right now because I feel burnt out right now. Do you feel burnt out at all, Brian?
A little bit. I mean, my work is mostly behind the scenes and then the podcast. So it's like there's not that much for me to burn out on. It's funny you mentioned ignoring the Discord server because I feel the same way. I feel like I haven't given them enough attention. So that's what I want to focus on after the podcast is staying on Discord and interacting with the people. They deserve it if they want it.
I'm definitely going to give
Discord. It's perfectly understandable if you don't.
I'm definitely going to give Discord love tonight because it's just like, it's not like I don't care about Discord. It's been literally like working all day on something very specific. And then kind of once it's out there, once I release something, I just take a deep breath and then almost clock out of anything.
Yeah.
This. And it's not that it I don't like the community. Help. I just like, I literally take a step back, and it's very rare for me to just want my own time and not be involved in the internet. And so that's what I've been trying to do. But I'm not happy with that either. So I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
But Discord, you'll get some love.
It also doesn't help that usually when we finish like work, like extra work that we're doing for the week or whatever, it's like 5 a.m. You know, like we've been up all night.
Yeah.
So nothing else is really happening around that time. Let's grab another question, huh, John?
How's that sound? Let's do it. You got any?
Let's do it.
I can't see the chat.
Moloko,
I feel like it's very
Moloko
obvious that I'm tired and burnt out. So if I'm sorry, everybody, I love you.
Yeah, Moloko and Chad, one of our fantastic, our dev captain from a Discord server, creates all of our bots and all of his little fancy functions. Yes, it will be better after Plan C.
What the fuck is Plan C?
You will find out.
Brian and Molo are plotting behind my back with this Plan C thing. I don't know what it is, and I'm kind of worried. Do you still think Taylor Sotek is a good channel? Yes. And your neighbor is under your bed. You said that I purposely jumped in to get involved in drama, and I didn't make any valid points. Again, I made the most valid points, made it less about Linus and Drew and more about the issues at Apple. I don't know what else you want from me. But yes, I still think Drew is a great dude, and you should definitely still be subscribed.
I like this question a lot. Do you see smart home technology as an advancement or a way to make people lazier from gross technology? I like it a lot. Yeah. I feel like you have to be in a specific position to get the most out of it. But I really hope that it gets worked. It continues to be worked on. I feel like I don't think we've plateaued with it yet. I feel like there's still better stuff to do. Like I would love to be in a position where I owned a home and I had all my Hue bulbs and my smart doorbell and my Bluetooth lock, you know, and like the surveillance system. That'd be fucking awesome. And just talking to speakers in the house and making things happen and lights turning on and, you know, having fucking my robot vacuum for me. I want that.
You know, 30-day review awesome. Said, "All tech." I think this like dovetails well. All tech makes humans lazy at this point. I don't think that's true. I think
no,
we've
he
shifted
said,
focus.
All tech. He said all tech makes humans lazy. That's the point. Oh. To take things away from you. Got to learn to read.
Well, it's gone.
You know.
For me.
It's okay.
So
yeah, I got the chat. Don't worry about it.
I feel like I don't think it's, in a way, physically, I guess it's made us lazier, but I feel like it's also been able, it's allowed us to shift focus from being mindless people smacking rocks together doing physical activity to thinking more, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone's thinking more. Well, but then again, I live on the internet. Not many people think things out on the internet.
Well, that's the nature of human advancement, right? People, when people don't have to spend time farming in fields and killing things to survive, they can write and read books and develop art and be like, oh, maybe we don't have to die to mosquitoes. And, you know, the year gets better when that kind of stuff happens and, you know, human society advances. Moving on from philosophical.
Your neighbors chat. On your bed came back and said, no. I didn't say that you didn't make any valid points. It was just the hypocrisy of your aims to not get involved in drama. In fact, your video was out of the trilogy was the least I had problems with. I wasn't trying to get involved with drama. I just have sometimes if I have opinions and my job is sharing my opinions on the internet, I'm going to make a video, share my opinions. It was literally like, no one was making the point I wanted to make, and I just wanted to jump in and add that to the arguments. Not just for the drama between the two people, just for everyone discussing it on the internet. Just wanted to trigger another thought. Thoughts on Adderall? It's great!
I don't know anything about Adderall. That's the second time Canadian Bicycle has asked us for our thoughts on Adderall.
Wait, what?
Is there something happening with Adderall? No, like 15 seconds ago, in the chat.
Gotcha.
He asked it again. Is something happening with Adderall, John? Is it the craze that's sweeping the nation that I wasn't aware of? I mean, it's always been like for college kids to do good on exams and study hard, but what the fuck?
Your neighbor is under your bed again. He just keeps saying things that I want to respond to. Laziness, though, is the reason why human brain size has decreased in the past 1,000 years. Look it up, or 10,000 years. What?
Well, that's like whale saying, brains that's are like bigger saying, than ours.
Yeah, that's like saying okay, tech people, the CPUs today are smaller than the ones from 10 years ago. Were the computers before smarter? Or did we just make things more efficient? Because I think there's an argument to be made there.
Oh, okay. Canadian Bicycle, who was asking about Adderall, has expanded on his point. He said, because you guys say that you stay up late working. Personally, I don't have crazy hippie thoughts on this, right? I just don't do caffeine or like energy supplements or anything like that. John, you're all about that. You're all about that fat about focus that from fat your focus. G Fuel.
Don't say their fucking brand name. They won't sponsor us, so I'm not saying anything. Just kidding. They haven't even talked to us.
from Blank Fuel, from H Fuel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Caffeine kind of wrecks me, so I'm not really into that. I'm just naturally a very awake
my
person
sleep
when I'm up, when I'm not
right
sleepy.
Now.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I burped. Both of us are.
I'll make something. Yeah. Throughout the night, upload it, schedule it, go to sleep, wake up, post it, and I'm back in the cycle.
Yeah. This is a interesting question
from
Angel Hernandez. Do you think Samsung will split away from Google? I assume you mean develop an OS that's not Android.
Tizen?
Tizen. That's what I'm reading from that. I mean, you're not going to compete with Android. I mean, Apple is only competing because they're Apple.
It's a couple years too late for Tizen, I feel.
If they fuck it up too hard with iOS, people would just leave, and then all of a sudden, it's just Android. I can see that happening.
I mean, if anyone could do it, it would be Samsung because they have the most market share in terms of like the phones. So if they just started shipping phones with their own OS, some people wouldn't even know. They wouldn't even notice because they're just going to buy the next Samsung phone. But like I think if they pulled the trigger a few years ago, like when they were supposed to, when the rumors were stirring up that they were gonna ship with Tizen on the phones, and Tizen is a thing, like it's on Samsung Gear smartwatches and stuff. That does not run Android Wear or anything like that. It's Tizen. If they did it a few years ago, maybe, but I think we're a little too far past that right now.
Yeah. I've seen a couple questions now. Progress on FPT Labs.
Actually, this week we get an app demo from the developers.
Ooh.
They got
Moving along
two demos.
Slowly.
One for iOS, one for Android. We'll get to see the apps, and that'll be kind of close to the final steps. Other than that, we just got to finish the content for the site and then We are we're good to go. Another Toe of Satan lollipop will wake you guys up. Absolutely not.
You're so funny, Jose. How about you fuck off with that shit?
Dude, the Toe of Satan.
I'll never put another
great.
One of those in my body. I still like, dude, something's up with me. I can't like ingest soda anymore. Like ever since we put that spicy lollipop in our mouths.
What if it put, I can't drink put a little soda. Hole in your tummy?
I don't know what it did. I kind of feel like I should go to the doctor. I'm not going to talk about medical problems on the podcast, but
you
yeah,
you fucking
like,
swallowed
I
it.
Fucked up.
You swallowed
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
like
that's not good. Yeah, I get like this weird stomach cramps every once in a while. I'm broken. It broke me. I don't know. Ooh, look at that. $2 super chat from Mr. Paul Grosse Close. He had a stroke, fun fact. Will you change your name to FTP?
We will not change our name to FPT.
Won't.
Or FTP.
Yeah.
You know what's funny?
He made it. He had the stroke and made it. Anyway, what's funny?
I understand how if you go to type FPT, because our name is fucking Front Page Tech, right?
Yeah.
I understand how you go to type FPT. I understand how you could accidentally type FTP because you're used to that file transfer protocol.
Yeah.
But today, or maybe it was last night, I watched a response video that some dude with like 23 subscribers made to my video. And he called us.
I know this is going.
Front Tech Page.
What?
Like, he said the word, he corrected it, but like the first thing that came out of his mouth is Front Tech Page. He said the words wrong, too. Backwards. Just not.
I mean, that's somehow more excusable.
How, what?
Like, you know.
No,
I mean?
No, no.
That's somehow
no, no,
not
no.
as bad.
FTP is a thing. Front Tech Page is not a thing.
Yeah.
Never was.
It
doesn't even make sense in the sequence of words. Front Page Tech makes total sense. He just fucked it up. He just potatoed it. Just all the way.
He did potato it. I like how you've worked in potato into your vocabulary. Ever
I
since
know,
because
you
Rainbow
said
Six
it
Siege.
To me.
Yeah.
Said it to
We've
me
playing
so many
so
times.
Much Rainbow Six. Anybody who plays Rainbow Six Siege, shout us out on the Discord server.
No, don't. Last time you fucking gave away a fucking... when you mentioned Fortnite and we gave away our fucking Fortnite usernames, gone. Unusable. So many requests, it's unusable. Just like as soon as I logged in, you have 106 requests to have a friend on Fortnite. Brian, shut your mouth.
Moving on. You can your play neighbor Satan under it. Your bed. How'd the toe Satan smell?
Like cinnamon.
Actually. It was very nice.
It smelled lovely.
I like this question.
It tastes lovely. Like from, it for the first second.
For a second.
Yeah.
From Call of Sean, when do you think you're going to hit 100K subs? Hopefully tomorrow, man.
Yeah, like, I'm expecting tomorrow, no doubt.
As soon as possible. Hit up like, who's the man with the subscriber? Who do you hit up for YouTube to get subscribers? Is it DJ Keemstar?
Yeah.
Is that who you talk to get to get people on your content? Hey, here, we'll start some drama. DJ Keemstar, you're a mean guy, and you know what? You look kind of like a lawn ornament. Like a gnome. Yeah, that's the one. Okay.
FET,
that'll do
respect,
it.
I'm not going to try to be online friend. I don't know what that means. But thank you for respecting us. I hope you
thank
hit
you
100K soon,
hoping,
bro.
Yeah. Hoping we hit 100,000.
Well, it'll happen.
It will happen.
I'm it'll very happen. Happy, like... If you look at channels our size, they are not pulling in the views that we have. If you look at channels bigger than us, they do not pull in the views or the engagement that we do. Of course, there are some, but like not a lot of them don't. And like that's not a testament to us. That's a testament to fucking you guys. You guys are amazing that we upload a show every day and you
really
all
are.
Watch the show. You don't skip videos like most people do with creators. Like, we know what to expect on our show every day, and it's because you guys are consistently coming back. And yeah, we make a dope-ass show that's good and worth watching, but also, like, I don't know, I can't name another community that's as dedicated and as fabulous.
And you know what? This is something, we'll read that super chat in 1 second, sir. Thank you very much. No one ever acknowledges the fact that you guys are the reason that we can keep providing the content and do this full-time.
Yeah.
The show would not be as good as it is without you because, I mean, we would be working other jobs, then come home and feel like, fuck it, no one cares about Front Page Tech. But you guys are the reason that we can do this. So thank you very much for this lifestyle, I guess. Yeah, right? That's the best way to put it.
Keeping the dream alive.
Yeah. $10 from High Desert Garden. Drew responded to the line of shitstorm again. I got to say, I'm more on Drew's side, but I'm giving you money because you deserve it. Thank you. Listen, I'm going to call you
HDG. I'm going to be honest. How much money do you get, first of all?
$10.
Thank you for $10. I appreciate it. And listen, I'm not going to argue with you. I've had the same argument with multiple people, and my words are just noises now to me.
Agreed.
You can agree with Drew. That is fine. I'm not asking you to take my side. There is such a thing as being wrong. You're allowed to be wrong, which is what you are, which is what Drew is. And it's okay to be wrong.
Moving on.
Do you like how I turned it around? It seemed calm. Oh. It seemed good. Yeah. Cool, collected.
Moving on. Oh,
what are your thoughts on a 24-hour Q&A stream? Hell no!
Maybe not Q&A, but I could see us doing a 24-hour stream in the future.
No. For charity?
No, you don't.
For a purpose? Yeah, but not just to answer questions. Like, I could not be 110% me for 24 hours unless there was crazy reason, which the only reason I can think of is if we're getting paid like $10,000 or more, or if it's for charity.
Right. Question from Tech God. Why do you hate the Notch so much? I think I could speak for both of us, and we talked about this earlier in the show. Maybe you missed it. The Notch for us seems like the easy way out. And it just isn't interesting, and it feels very copycat-like for most people that wasn't Apple. And even for Apple, it feels messy and silly. So it just feels like the wrong direction and really lame and dumb.
Yeah.
How's that?
It's literally a design oversight, a design flaw that we haven't got past yet.
Yeah.
That's why we hate the Notch. It's ugly.
Yeah. All right. Where are we at with time, Jaren?
We got like 4 more minutes before total wrap up.
So, all right. So if anybody has good any thing to last let people minute know. Questions.
Last minute questions. Right. You got like 4 minutes left.
Yeah. Let them roll. If chat tends to go fast with these last couple minutes. So if you want to make sure we see it in time, Super Chat is the best way to do that.
I'm not feeling it either. See yourself out, El Jefe.
El Jefe, you're promoted to El Jefe.
El Jefe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There goes chat. It's kicking. It is kicking butt. Let's see. Is there anything Apple can do at WWDC to make you buy one of their newer launch products? I'm losing faith and need to see something different.
Yes.
Very absolutely. Good question, Zeke.
What about you, Brian? So you recently just left the Apple ecosystem. What would be like, okay, you win me back.
What would bring me back?
Yeah.
To be honest, if they did something really interesting with there's been a lot of shit about MacBook revamps coming up with like fully touchscreen keyboards and crazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't do that and provide the MacBooks at they're doing with the iPhones at a lower price point, that'll do it for me. I love macOS. I don't ever want to use another laptop, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had a MacBook Pro for a while and it was great. That was great, amazing, perfect laptop. But the price point is just hard to stomach, honestly. So
if they refined iOS like they say they're going to do, I think it would at least get me to try it, to give them another chance. Because like what a lot of people ignore or just don't know because they're newer to the community, I loved iOS. I was an Apple fan, iPhone fan for the longest time. In fact, I have a video that's like 20 minutes long from like 2013 that's on this channel that's like why I don't use Android or why I don't care about Android or why iOS is better than Android. I don't remember the actual title, but I like 20 minutes about why iOS is better than Android. And it was like Android never just surpassed iOS. iOS destroyed itself in my eyes. Like they got so bad that it frustrated me enough to leave. That's why I left Apple. Keep being you and honest from Struggle Russ. Dude,
no,
I love that guy.
No, you totally read that. Are you okay?
Dude, $2 for Struggle Russ. So this is what's happening. You. I see it, right? I see it in the corner of my eye.
Read it.
And then it's gone and I get guess what it said.
Oh my God. $2 from Struggle Rest. Thank you, Mr. Russ. He said, keep being you and honest. It's why we're here.
That's what I said.
I don't know what.
That is what I said.
It sounded like you potatoed it again.
No, right. Didn't potato it. Paul Gross Close asked a good question that we haven't answered before, I don't think. Have you ever had a fan interaction or a fan encounter? Yeah.
A lot.
Quite a bit. Brian, you have. We'll go into events and stuff or an event or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I was just, trying to like recall them all when you said that. Yeah. Going to events, and it was really great seeing people who like, seeing the YouTube community personified.
Yeah.
It's just wild. People walking up and be like, you're Front Page Tech.
Yeah.
We're like, whoa, that's fucking trippy.
I mean, putting faces to the usernames is like the best feeling ever. I've gone to more events, so I've like encountered more of you. Uh-huh. Events are usually cool, and that's a different experience because you're expecting it. Like, you're right there, you know, you're in front of people that might potentially look at you and know who you are, right? But it's out being somewhere that you don't have it turned on, you're not ready. You're just like normal shitty garbage bag John, and somebody walks up to you. That happened. Okay, if you're watching, dude. Sorry, never told you about this. Like there has been weird and like creepy interaction. Like people come to my house before, which wasn't cool, but like, or one guy did like this time last year, actually. So there was one fan. I was in Anaheim for VidCon. VidCon was over and I was getting on a plane to go back to Ohio. And in the security line, I had a Front Page Tech shirt on and a weird, gross, sticky fan saw me in the security line.
Selling that.
He saw the shirt and he said, "Whoa, I love those guys." And then looked at my face and said, "Holy shit." And we took a picture in the security line. So like, I got half my clothes off because I'm going to go through TSA. And then it was like, "Okay, nice to meet you." We took a picture together. That's all fine. But then I was going to my gate. And he was on the same plane as I was, and he was in my gate, and I was just like, nope. Boy. I walked all the way to the other end of the airport. There was probably like a 20-minute walk to be in a different gate, not near him. And then when my plane was ready, like scooted on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let me get to these super chats. John, that's really awful of you.
Sorry.
$5 from El Jefe. You guys have built a great show and community. Keep up the great work. Thank you, sir. $2 from Rocket99. Thanks for entertaining me at work. Sorry you're at work. That really sucks. Hopefully you're off of work soon. Work sucks. Work is the worst. Let's get one more good question in here before we kick the bucket. We're not dying. Ending the show, I mean.
Before the show kicks the bucket.
This is a question, but I love this. From Thomas, he said, "Hey, it's that dude who shoved a slice of pizza down his pants." What a callback.
Yeah.
Wow, we just watched that recently. Our one episode of a podcast called Bro
Time's coming back.
We'll do more sometime
on FP Labs.
Hopefully,
FP Labs only. I think someone mentioned a good one about a podcast or podcasting, starting a podcast.
From Twosome Gaming, what do you think about starting a podcast nowadays without a fan base? I mean, you're kind of just shooting into the dark. Yeah. But you can apply that same question to starting a YouTube channel without a fan base. You got to start somewhere, and who knows.
It's just
podcasts are harder to naturally grow.
Yeah. Everyone starts from zero. Everyone.
Right.
So like, it's just put stuff out there and see, you know, if you make, I say this all the time, if you make stuff you want to make and you fill a void, people will watch. People will find you. People will listen. If it's your podcast, whatever, the right people will find you if you keep putting stuff out there.
Yeah.
I think that's it. We good?
True words.
Can you please do a response to Talos of Tech, please? Yes, I did it. Ish. I'm not going to make another fucking video. I'm over it. I was right about my points. It's done. You will not see another response from me ever again. Don't let me see that.
All right. Okay. This is a perfect time to end the podcast. My eyebrows are itchy.
If you like the show, or you learn anything, hit the like button if you're on YouTube. If you're listening on your favorite podcast client, be sure to subscribe, leave us a review, all that good stuff. Want to be number one on iTunes here soon. So buddies, got to leave a review on the iTunes. And if you are watching the video version, you want the audio version, it's easy. Just the links are down in the description below. Thanks to our sponsors for supporting the episode. Which, by the way, Brian, before we go, I do want to know, now that we're far away from the sponsor reads, I just want to mention something. our support team, or not our support team, our sales team got in contact with us this week. And eHarmony has renewed with us.
I forgot about that.
So the reason I want to bring this up is because, number one, we love eHarmony. That's why we're promoting them, because we think out of all the fucking awful dating services there are, eHarmony is the most solid. That's why we're promoting
it. Yeah, they really are.
But it's funny because we mentioned eHarmony, right? And the community, you fuckers, made fun of us for promoting eHarmony, all right? eHarmony is a joke, right? But apparently, enough of you have made fun of us and then turned around and secretly signed up for eHarmony that they came back to us after our first initial campaign with them, and they renewed with us. So you're going to see more eHarmony stuff. So thank you, number one, but also shut your dirty fucking mouths if you're going to make fun of us and you're going to turn around and get the service because you know it's great. Thank you. Thank you very much. With that said, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.